lift your hands for me. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration for this morning. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. We ask that you breathe upon this service this morning. Not one person will live here the same way they have come. We look up to you and we know we are here. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Welcome everyone here today to this very heavy and very intense presence of God. I believe that not one person will live here the same way they have come, in Jesus' precious name. Psalm 89, verse 20. He said, I have found David, my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established, mine arm also shall strengthen him. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Speaking briefly on the subject, ministering with the oil. Ministering with the oil. That is ministering under the anointing. We want to understand what happens when a person ministers with the oil, not without. We also want to understand what it takes to minister with the oil. People who minister are many, but people who minister with the oil are few. There are Christian musicians, there are musicians that are Christians. But there are very, very few ministers of song. But even among these ministers of song, those who minister are many, but those who minister with the oil are few. There are some who start with the oil and later on end without it. So you begin to wonder, I used to listen to this person. I used to hear him. In those days, if he spoke, it impacted you. In those days, if he sang, nobody, the whole place just stares up. What changed? I've had time to discuss with my wife. And I said, what happened? Did this person reduce? Did something drop? There was someone I used to listen to many, many, many years, maybe 25, 26 years ago. Very heated praise and musicians. About a year ago, he gave me a CD to listen to, and I could not listen past the first track. It was full of dryness and noise. So there are those who start with the oil. At the beginning, you knew that the hand of God was on them. But suddenly, you don't know what happened anymore. This applies to ministers of the word and ministers in song. I knew a man. In those days, if he began to speak, it was as if he was a lion. That is physically. His face changes on the spot. Sometime later, I heard him. And I was so shocked. Just genuinely shocked. What was coming from his mouth was less in impact than classroom lecture. Less. What does it take? Now, what happens when a person ministers with the oil? Number one, ministering with the oil is ministering under the influence of the Spirit and not in the energy of the flesh. It is ministering under the influence of the Spirit, not in the energy of the flesh. 1 Samuel chapter 16 and in verse 13. Then Samuel took. Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came. So when we say a person is ministering with the oil, he is ministering under the influence of the Spirit. Not in the energy of the flesh. What we do with the flesh only produces temporary results. What does it mean to minister with the oil? Number two, ministry with the oil is ministering with heavy impact and outcome. When a person ministers with the oil, the impact is heavy. The outcome is massive. And this includes whether it is a minister in the word or a minister in song. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Ministry with the oil is ministry with heavy impact and outcome. Thirdly, ministry with the oil is ministering under the guidance and direction of the Spirit. Under the guidance and direction of the Spirit. 1 John chapter 2 and in verse 20 said, we have an unction from the Holy One and we know all things. That unction is the anointing, is the Holy Spirit, is the same as the oil. We have an unction and we know all things. When you minister with the oil or with the anointing, you are ministering under the guidance and direction of the Spirit. The right song to sing per time. The right theme to approach per time. What is appropriate for the moment. What is appropriate for the moment? Number four, ministering with the oil is ministering with freshness. Fresh. Every time people encounter you, there is something fresh. Something fresh about what you have to offer. In Psalm 92, verse 10, it said, my horn has shouted out
shalt thou exalt like the horn of the unicorn. I shall be anointed with the oil of freshness, with fresh oil. Ministry with the oil is ministry with freshness. There is something fresh about what you do. There is something fresh about your ministry of the word. There is something fresh about your ministry in songs. There is something fresh about you. There are those who began fresh but ended stale. Just stale. They become very, very stale. Become very, very outdated. They begin to just recycle and recycle. Number five, ministry with the oil is ministering to remove burdens and destroy yokes from the lives of the people. You minister to destroy, to remove burdens and destroy yokes from the lives of the people. Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27 said, "And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing." Ministering to remove yokes, to remove burdens and destroy yokes. That is, you are not just talking, yokes are breaking. You are not just singing, burdens are lifted. You are not just ministering. Things are happening. Ministering to remove burdens and destroy yokes from the lives of people. Number six, ministry with the oil is ministering with full potentials release. Full potentials release. The man of the oil, the man who carries the oil, the man who carries the oil, the man who carries the oil cannot, has potentials that can't be caged. In 1 Samuel chapter 10 and in verse 1, 1 Samuel, then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, "Is it not because the Lord has anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance?" And then in verse 6, "And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and you shall prophesy with them, and you shall be turned into another man." And all those signs came upon him. Go on. Verse 10, thereabout. "And when they came to that to the hill, behold, a company of prophets met him, and the Spirit of God came upon him, and he prophesied." The oil came upon him in verse 1, and the potentials came out of him in verse 10. When you minister in the energy of the flesh, your potentials are limited. When you minister without the anointing, your potentials are limited. There are times when you yourself, you know that you can fly higher than what you are doing now. You know that you can move higher than what you are, how you are moving now, but something seems to be limiting you. Ministry with the oil is ministering with full potentials release. Number seven, ministering with the oil is ministering unto the Lord. Ministering unto the Lord. There are three categories of people here where ministry is concerned. There are those who minister, but nobody is touched. Second, there are those who minister, people are touched. And third, there are those who minister, God is touched. There are those who bless nobody with their ministration. There are those who bless people with their ministration. and there are those who bless God. Is that possible?
Yes.
I will bless the Lord at all times. Psalm 34 and in verse 1. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. That was David, the man who carried the oil. Not just blessing people, but blessing the Lord. Acts chapter 13 and in verse 2. As they ministered to the Lord, they ministered to the Lord. Not just to people now, but to the Lord. And fasted. The Holy Ghost said. In 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 13 and 14, the trumpeters and the priests, they ministered until God was not just touched, God moved. God moved and filled the house with His glory. Isn't that exciting? After service, somebody said to somebody, I was so blessed by that service today. And then it is God who is speaking. I was so blessed. It's God Himself that blessed me. That touched me. That brokenness of worship, that brokenness of that inspired teaching that rescued many souls from hell moved me. I believe that the ultimate is not that men will clap for us, but that God will be moved by what we do. This is ministering with the oil. It is ministering under the influence of the Spirit, not in the energy of the flesh. Ministering with heavy impact and outcome. It's ministering under the guidance and direction of the Holy Spirit. It's ministering with freshness. It's ministering to remove burdens and destroy yokes from the lives of people. It is ministering with full potentials release. It is ministering unto the Lord. What does it take to minister with the oil? Number one, It takes number one, ministering from the place of intimacy with God. Ministering from the place of intimacy with God. Where you are, a man, a woman that is intimate with God. You are not a stranger with Him. Standing in His presence equals standing in the oil. Standing in His presence equals standing in the oil. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 14 talks about the two anointed. Then said He, these are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. As they stand by the Lord of the whole earth, they stand in the oil. So it is ministering, it takes ministering from the place of intimacy. There are those who are strangers to God who are trying to release the resources of God to people. It doesn't work that way. Number two, ministering from the depth of the knowledge of God. From the depth of the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God is a commander of power. A commander of power and unction. Philippians chapter 3 verse 10 said, that I may know Him and the power. To know Him is to know power. To know Him is to know the oil. Ministering from the depth of the knowledge of God. And the truth is, the deeper your knowledge of God, the stronger the oil you carry. The deeper your knowledge of God, the stronger the oil you will walk in. Nobody carries oil by accident. People carry oil to the degree of their knowledge of God, that I may know Him and the power
of his resurrection. And the truth of the matter is, the deeper your knowledge of God, the deeper your thought. The deeper your thought. It affects the depth of thought, depth of reasoning. The deeper your knowledge of God, the deeper the message you preach. The deeper your knowledge of God, the deeper the content of your song. Someone told me, she said she told someone that if you want to know the secret of me, that's if anybody wanted to know my secret, they should just listen to the songs. Because you can't sing higher than your depth. You can't minister higher than your realm. Ministering from the place of intimacy. Number two, ministering from the depth of the knowledge of God. Number three, ministering from the heart and life of worship. A heart and the life of worship pulls the oil. You can never take people to where you haven't been. You can never raise worshippers if you are not a worshipper. You can never take people into worship if you are not in worship yourself. The heart and the life of worship compels the oil. Psalm 92 verse 1 to 3. David is speaking. He said, it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. He's singing. And all the things we call psalms are all songs. And to sing praise unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. After he has sung like that and worshipped, he moved to verse 10. Then he said, my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Fresh worship equals fresh oil. It is not possible to lack oil if you don't lack worship. Fresh worship equals fresh oil. You cannot lack oil if you don't lack worship. Ministering from the heart and life of worship. Number four is ministering for his glory alone. You want the oil of God on your life, you minister from his glory, for his glory alone. You are not ministering for applause. You are not ministering to be clapped for. You minister for his glory alone. A desperate passion for his glory pulls the oil. Don't forget what I'm about to say. The power of God goes where the glory of God is secure. The power of God goes where the glory of God is secure. The anointing of God is available anywhere the glory of God is secure. Where the glory will not be tampered with, there the power will be found. Psalm 63, verse 3, talked about, verse 2, to see thy glory, to see thy power and thy glory. So as I have seen in a sanctuary, if you want to see his power, you must secure his glory. You want to see his power, you must secure his glory. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Matthew chapter 6 verse 13. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Anywhere the glory of God is secured, the power of God is in place. Very, very important. When you are coming, some people say, when I stand to preach,
I'm a bit jittery, or I want to sing, I'm a bit jittery, I'm fearful and timid. And some people I counsel, I say, just look away from the people and just behave like you are talking to one person. Just ignore the crowd and face the one you came to worship. Alright? Just face him squarely and do everything you are doing as unto him. And then let the crowd follow later. Let his glory be paramount. Let his glory be paramount. Let his glory be paramount. And you won't beg for his anointing. You won't beg for his oil. Just like we said, the will of God is answered prayer waiting to be prayed. The power of God is available resource for the one who will secure the glory of God. I told you the story some time ago when I went to fast and pray. And God told me, what you are looking for is not hard, but will you secure my glory? And I prayed for 7 days in that prayer, Lord, help me to secure your glory. So ministering for his glory alone will facilitate ministering with the oil. Number five is ministering from the place of death. That is death to self. Ministering from the place of death. Death to self. Except a corn of wheat fall to the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if he dies, John chapter 12, verse 24, he bringeth forth much fruit. Ministry from the place of death. Moses cried to God, if I have found favor with you, show me your glory. I think that was Exodus 33 from verse 18. And God said, no man can see my glory and live. You know the meaning of that? You can see my glory if you agree to die. You can see it if you agree to die. If you agree to die, you can see my glory. You can see my glory. You can see the oil. You can see the anointing. How many of you know what was used to compound the anointing oil in the Old Testament? They call it the art of the apothecary. You have pure olive oil. And inside that pure olive oil, you have ingredients inside mixed. One of it is called cassia. One of it is called calamus. The third is called cinnamon. But there is a fourth one which is called the myrrh. M-I-R-R-H. The same myrrh that was brought when Jesus was born. And myrrh is a bitter herb that is used for the embalmment of dead bodies. Embalmment of dead bodies. So when he was putting the oil, putting the myrrh inside the oil, he was saying that this is to be anointed. Put place on dead men. No wonder God told Moses, upon man's flesh shall this oil not be poured. So when the wise men came to give Jesus the gifts, they also brought what should prepare him for death. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? There is nothing that is an accident in Scripture. Everything is symbolic and significant. Why should he put what you use to embalm dead bodies inside anointing oil? Except that if you want the oil to function, you must agree to die. You must agree to die. You must allow that arrogance to go. That tendency for ostentation. Every nature in you that is anti-God must die. That is, every time you stand, people should no longer see you. They should see beyond you to see the one. Paul the Apostle says, I am crucified with Christ. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me, and the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself
for me. Hallelujah. The greatest enemy of the anointing is the intact flesh, arrogant flesh, ostentatious flesh, braggadocious flesh. We don't have numerical statistics for our crusade, and we deliberately decided not to have. How many people gathered at Jalingo Crusade? I don't know. What can be the estimate? I can't tell, and I don't want to tell. We had a crusade in Otupo in Benue State, and a guest minister was invited. And he said, this must be up to 1 million people. And I said, I don't know, sir. He said, what can be the estimate? I said, I can't estimate, sir. Because exaggeration cannot make God bigger than who he is. I don't want to say anything that amounts to exaggeration. Are you following what I'm saying here today? And it's going to continue. It's going to continue. We don't have an offering. We don't have a numerical account. We don't have any. I'm not interested. I'm interested in knowing how many souls were saved. All right? How many people were saved? I'm okay with that one. But how many people gathered? I'm not interested. Let Jehovah know how many people gathered. Somebody say loud amen. All those, any of those tendencies that make a man want to be like God must die if the oil must flow. You know, Lucifer was the archangel of music. And you know what brought him down was pride. And that same factor is a major factor in the music ministry today. Eh? You don't understand what I'm talking about. Lucifer. There is no musician on earth that is like Lucifer. He was created with precious stones. We were created from the dust of the earth. Instruments of music were wired inside his body. Tabrets, pipes. If he flapped his wing, it was music. He was perfect in his ways until pride was found in him. I will become like the Most High. I will ascend the size of the north. I will become like the Most High. I will ascend. I. 5 times. Isaiah chapter 14 from verse 12. I, for thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation, the size of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High. Abba. Abba. The car wants to become like the owner. The created wants to become the creator. And God removed him from there. And today, giftings have a way of lifting people's heads. And that is to their destruction. Calm down. Remember where you are coming from. Remember that you are nothing without God. Remember that if God should take his hand off you, you are a wretched man. Paul the Apostle said, oh wretched man that I am. Ministering with the oil is ministering from the place of death. If you can remain little or nothing in your eyes and remain like that permanently. Try to invite some people sometime, and I was told that those people will give you a shadow. Not just how they will come, but this is what should be for breakfast. This kind of juice at this kind of time. And this one will come up at this kind of time. And then by so and so times, this should happen. And then that schedule for long. Even if it was God you wanted to invite. God has never given anybody a condition.
That is, Lord, we are looking for you, all right? You're looking for me, get set, because you cannot handle me. You cannot handle, just get set. You need to gather enough money to be able to handle me. And I said, if that is how to do it, then I won't do it forever. I've flown all the way from here to South Africa, here to Germany, here to different parts of the world at my own expense, went, preached, and returned back by myself. And the people who invited me, some of them, as if they didn't know that when you invite somebody, you honor him, or you even find out what is his airfare, as if they didn't know. The other one waved us by at the airport. You understand what I'm saying? And there is no qualms. I went to university some time ago to preach, and then the students came. I flew from here there. The students came and brought an envelope. When I looked at the envelope, I realized that there's no need to collect this envelope because it doesn't do anything. It cannot even fare me one way. So I returned it back to them. And I said, I sow it back to you people as a seed. I flew myself back. You know what God told me on my way? He said to me, they didn't employ you. He said, you are in my employment. And they cannot pay you. I will pay you. And pay was waiting for me at home. And God has not stopped paying. And what he pays, man can't pay. I want you to work for God, not for people. I want you to be in his employment. And the time will come when people will be shocked at what God will use to pay you. Am I communicating at all? Very, very important. The only way not to miss where you are going is to remember where you are coming from. Do you hear what I just said? The only way not to miss where you are going is to remember where you are coming from. Where did God bring me out from? Ministering from the place of death, and that is death to self, finally, is ministering in righteousness. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 8. Let thy garments be always white, and let your head lack no ointment. If your head will not lack ointment, ensure your garment is white. Exercise the conscience to be void of offense toward man and towards God. Apply for grace, not to live in perpetual offense with God, and yet to remain perpetually standing in front of him. Receive grace. There are many who are ministering, but they are no longer Christians. Did you hear what I just said? They are no longer, conscience has died. They are not Christians at all. What makes a Christian is the inward witness. For the Spirit himself bears us witness that we are the sons of God. I think that will be Romans chapter 8 verse 14. The Spirit himself bears us witness that we are, okay, for as many as are left, the Spirit himself bears us witness, trace it in that same chapter there, that we are the sons of God. For the Spirit himself, verse 16, bears us witness with our spirit. When that witness is gone, you do wrong things, you don't feel anything. And it's normal. Then the person has ceased being a child of God. He has ceased. But that will never be your portion. Exercise the conscience. Ensure that you remain a Christian so you can minister with the oil.
this morning, I am trusting that oil from heaven will come on you. Not just oil from the bottle. The one in the bottle is just a point of contact for the one from heaven. Stand up on your feet. Lift up your hands and honor him. Just worship him. Honor him, adore him. Begin to open your mouth and begin to talk to him. Trust him for oil. Trust him for grace. First of all, thank him for the word you received this moment. Honor him for the word you received this moment. your hands everywhere you are. And say after me and say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to ask for the oil, to minister with the oil, to minister under the influence of the Holy Spirit, to minister with heavy impact, to minister with guidance and direction, to minister with freshness, to minister to remove burdens and destroy yokes, to minister with full potential release, to be able to minister unto the Lord. Help me, Lord, to be located at the place of intimacy with you. Help me to know you like never before. Help me to minister from a heart and life of worship. Help me to minister for your glory alone. Help me to minister from the place of death to self. Help me to minister in righteousness. I receive that grace now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that in your life. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. You have your bottle of oil, you can carry. If you don't have, I'm sure someone next to you will assist you. Watching online and everywhere you are, remain connected similarly. While we are in this process, anyone who is in need of surrender to Jesus, you want your sins forgiven, you want today to mark a new day for you, quickly step forward and let's pray for you in the course of this anointing session. You want your sins forgiven, you want Jesus to be Lord over your life, you want today to mark a new day for you, quickly step forward. All right, that is the man from Asaba. What of your brother and your father? I'm sure they'll be at the night vigil too. Yes, because I'll be praying for you. That's the man with the spirit of insanity for 15 years that God healed, and is also a keyboardist who played in that crusade after his healing. Bless you, sir. How have you, has it been? Very fine. So I'll be praying for you all in the night vigil tonight. Okay. Pray this prayer after me, those of you in the front who have come to surrender their life to Christ. Quickly do so. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins, Lord. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare that the hold of sin be broken off your life. I declare grace to live for God released upon you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Remain there as we take the anointing. Lift up the oil in your hands.
Dusty, your grace has found me just as I am, empty-handed, but alive in your hand. Singing majesty, majesty, singing majesty, majesty, forever I am changed. Oh Lord. Singing majesty, majesty, singing majesty, majesty. Your grace has found me.
Your grace has found me.
It has found me just as I am. Empty handed. Sing in majesty, majesty. Sing in majesty, forever I am changed. I am changed by your love. In the presence,
in the presence of your majesty,
sing in majesty,
majesty, majesty.
Your grace has found me, Lord. Your grace
has found me.
Empty-handed,
empty-handed,
Father, I am yours. Sing in majesty,
sing
in majesty.
I ask for this fresh oil. That this will become the beginning of impact in your life. The influence of the Spirit, the impact of the Spirit, the guidance and direction of the Spirit will be heavy upon your life. Freshness, capacity to destroy, remove burdens and destroy yokes. Full release of mantles and potentials. Ability to minister to the Lord. Grace for intimacy with God. Grace for deeper knowledge of God. Fresh garment and mantle of the worshipper. Ministering, capacity to minister for His glory alone. Grace to minister from the place of death to self. Grace to function in righteousness. It's released through this oil today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Father, touch somebody. Change somebody. Deliver somebody. Liberate somebody. Let this be the new beginning, a transition into something brand new, completely unique. In the name of Jesus. Take a little of the oil in your hand. Leave the hands high. Use this to tell God whatever you want this oil to do in your life beyond what we have said so far. Lift your hands. In the name of Jesus. Give the hands high now. Father, let it flow. Is it high? Reach it high.
Let the fire from the throne, let it flow.
Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow,
let it flow, let the fire.
Father, let the fire flow. Let the fire flow. Let the fire flow. Let that oil flow. Let that oil flow. At the count of five, you place it on your head and scream, I receive. And then it will flow. That's right. Mahashadada. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, 4. Are you ready? Again, 1, 2, 3, 4. And 5.
I receive. Oh!
Thank you. God has done something. Just wave your hands and give him the praise. Different parts of people's lives have been touched. Divine encounters, bodily healing. Somebody's kidney on the right hand side has just been healed. Right kidney healed. Somebody's left knee is healed also. God has given people some drastic impartation in the area of music as well. He has given people impartation in the garment of worship. Something dropped. Diverse things dropped. There is restoration of graces and giftings that happened this morning. Father, thank you. Thank you. And thank you. In Jesus' precious name.